good basketball player, and he's such a team player and such a hard worker. And he's going to keep getting better, Gary. I mean, think about this. I know Grizzly fans will understand what I'm talking about. When the late Tony Barone was coaching the Grizzlies, his son Brian and I are good friends, and Brian signed Jake Moravia out of high school at Southern Illinois Edwardsville. I mean, that was his best offer, no disrespect. And so what happened at the end of his senior year, the head coach of Southern Illinois Edwardsville got released. Brian ended up getting a job. But Jake and his family decided to look around. That's how he got to Indiana State. So basically, Southern Illinois Edwardsville, then Indiana State, then Wake. And each year, he's gotten better and better and better and better. And that's what's going to happen. He's only 20 years old, you know. And so I think everybody's going to be happy.
It's interesting. He is only 20 years old. But for a while on Google searches, he was showing up as 22 years old. How much did franchise – did you have to clarify that with anybody? Because it became a thing in this draft process that he's not as old as the internet says he is.
I mean, who said it was a thing? I mean, the media, I don't know. It didn't come up to me maybe once, maybe a month ago.
Right.
But – It didn't come up to me personally. Now, I didn't, you know, there's other people involved in this thing, but the big deal of, you know, what that was all about, I guess because people just go look at the internet or something. I don't know. I knew how old he was. I mean, that was never an issue with me, you know, and then when somebody asked me, I mean, to be honest, I was like, what are you talking about? I don't, you know, go look up his birthday. I don't know. I don't know. I saw that yesterday. I just thought, to be honest with you, I thought it was just a thing. Somebody's trying to make a, you know, get some momentum or some hype, some talk, some clicks, some, you know, whatever about something. I don't think it was really, maybe it was. I didn't think it was that big a deal.
I'm talking to ACC Coach of the Year, head coach at Wake Forest, Steve Forbes, who, you know, spent the past year helping develop Jake Laravia into somebody who was selected 19th overall by the Grizzlies last night. What skills do you think are going to translate seamlessly to the NBA for Jake?
Well, he can really handle the ball, Gary. He's a really good passer, and he's very unselfish. So he's going to be able to get by his man, get in there and make plays for others. He's really good at scoring off 2 feet around a basket. He's a really high percentage of, you know, making shots in around the basket, drawing fouls. But he shoots a high percentage of threes, a high percentage as far as, like, his percentage, but he hasn't shot a lot. And I think that's something that he's just going to have to continue to do in live play. And he just, this really, truthfully, was the first year he really ever did it because we played him on the perimeter. And he hadn't played on the perimeter first 2 years of college. So I think that's something that you'll see improvement over, you know, over time. But I do think this passing, his dribbling, I think he can really move his feet, so you can switch him. You know, and I know Memphis likes to do that, you know, defensively. So I think there's a lot of things that he can do, and he's just tough, and he's a winner, and he's a gym rat. You know, he's a good, great culture guy with a team that's already a winning team, and I think it's a I was so excited for him because, you know, Memphis is good, really good. You know, he's going to a really good team, and he's going to a basketball city that I know really well. And so I think it's just a great, great match for a basketball city that is going to embrace a guy that's a basketball player.
Wrap it up here with Steve Forbes, Wake Forest coach on 92.9 FM ESPN. Last thing before I let you go. At the top of the draft, it was some confusion all day yesterday, but ultimately Orlando decides to spend the first pick on former Duke star Paolo Banchero. You obviously have coached against Paolo. You're in the same league as him. What do you think about him as an NBA prospect?
I think he's fabulous. I mean, he's so hard to guard. I mean, he's huge. I mean, I don't know what he weighs. Looks like, I mean, he's so big and strong and skilled that I was almost like, to be honest, there was times I thought he disappeared a little bit, maybe because he got a little bored. I don't know. Or he had, you know, 4 other NBA players on his basketball team. So, I mean, you know, he wasn't always the guy. But, man, he's so skilled. He's so strong. He rebounds it. He shoots it. He passes it. He doesn't have any flaws in his game. And I do think, you know, I think Jake had a great year, but I also think he played really well against Duke at Duke late in the year against Banchero. I'm sure that probably helped his stock a little bit. He was already gaining momentum, but you know, it's interesting. You know, everybody was killing our league. We had 6 first-round draft choices. We had 7 total. We had 3 guys that made second-team All-ACC get drafted in the first round. Second-team All-ACC in the first round. You know, so that narrative, to me, was a little crazy when you have, you know, you go 14-5 in the NCAA tournament. We got 1 team playing for the national championship, 2 teams in the Final Four, 3 in the Elite Eight. You know, we had a good league. And there's good players, and Paolo is right there at the top.
That is the ACC Coach of the Year, Steve Forbes, head coach at Wake Forest, who recruited Jake LaRavia to Wake Forest and then developed him over the past year into somebody the Grizzlies targeted and went up and got with the 19th pick of the 2022 NBA draft. Forbes, thanks for being here. Get a coat on and go back in that gym and find the next Jake LaRavia.
Hey, yeah, you sound like our fans. You know, listen, let me tell you something, buddy. I'm not the portal whisperer, okay? All right. I mean, I didn't, you know, crack the code on that, but you know, he was a great player, and we love to have another one.
Hey, Forbes, I'll see you soon.
All right, boy, see you.
All right, that's Steve Forbes, ACC Coach of the Year, the man who recruited Jake LaRavia to Wake Forest and then developed him into the 19th pick in the 2022 NBA draft. We'll continue the conversation next. Jeff Calkins, right after this break.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid-South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step up to the tee and take a swing at betting the PGA Tour on FanDuel Sportsbook. Right now, new customers can bet the tour with no sweat first bet. If you don't win, you're going to get up to $1,000 back in free bets. You can use your no sweat bet on players like Scottie Scheffler, Roy McIlroy. They're in weekend matchups at TPC River Highlands in Cromwell, Connecticut. You can take some of the best golfers in the world. They're on display on the PGA Tour right now. Betting on FanDuel, it's great because it's safe and secure, equipped to issue fast payouts, and full of great promotions every single day. So go see for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using promo code Gary to get started with your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, official betting operator of the PGA Tour and a proud partner of Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you got a gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Memphis is full of big city dealers just treating you like another number. Why buy from someone who doesn't remember your name after the sale? My name is Justin Nguyen. I'm the general manager of Red River Ford Toyota, and we are here to serve you. We are located in Wynn, Arkansas. That's just a 45-minute drive across the river. If you don't want to make that drive, don't worry about it. Sit back and relax on the couch while we deliver your vehicle to you. Give us a call at 870-238-7770 or visit us our website at redriverfordtoyota.com.
Make this summer one to remember with the Diamond Collection at Sissy's Log Cabin. From exclusive designers to one-of-a-kind treasures and custom creations, you'll find the diamond of her dreams, all while enjoying the very best in service and an experience like no other. Stop by any of our locations or visit sissyslogcabin.com to shop our expansive selection. Spend the summer dripping in diamonds only at Sissy's Log Cabin, because life's too short for ordinary jewelry.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Here's a great way to save at the pump. Earn double fuel points with your digital coupon every Thursday through Sunday through July 17th. Exclusions apply. See coupon for details.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They're a local, family-owned and operated business serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010. It's the home of the free roof. You really can get a new roof with no cost to you. Most roofing jobs, they can be done in one day, so this isn't some lengthy process. Just call Danny at 901-870-0186. It's Danny Morrison Roofing, a proud supporter of the University of Memphis Athletic Department. Danny Morrison Roofing, 901-870-0186.
If you are drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of the special IRS tax programs that are available and will free you from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardships consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, or you even have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to live in fear. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline. Do not take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even go after your Social Security check.
Call Community Tax today, 800-375-1211. To end your tax troubles, call now, 800-375-1211. Get a free consultation. Call 800-375-1211. That's 800-375-1211.
Welcome to Allstate, where we bring it all together. And bundling your home and auto is good, right? And it saves you up to 25%. It all comes together. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Bundled savings discounts will vary by state. Saving up to 25% is a countrywide average of savings off the home policy. Combining the multiple policy discount for having auto insurance with Allstate and the welcome discount savings at enrollment.
TrackPhone wants to know, are you an influencer? A big live streamer? No? Then guess what? You don't need an endless data plan. Get just the right amount of data with TrackPhone's new $40 unlimited talk and text smartphone plan. Now with 8 gigs of high-speed data and unlimited carryover on America's largest, most dependable network, now with 5G. Get the data you need at the price you want. TrackPhone Wireless. Now you're in control. Available at major retailers. 5G compatible device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at TrackPhone.com.
Howie, how much money do I need to buy a diamond at Robert Irwin Jewelers?
How much money you got, Danny? Because really, it doesn't matter. I could find anything for any budget at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Bigger, brighter diamonds, 5 locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
Any budget?
Any budget and free financing.
Summer is in full swing, and the deals are heating up at Lowe's. Shop our 4th of July savings, where you'll find everything you need for your summer gatherings. Get party ready with select patio and seasonal decor, now up to 40% off. And spark those summer cookouts with our special buy Master Forge grill for just $128, valued at $169. Find more savings this 4th of July at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. Valid 6/23 through 7/6 while supplies last.
Meet Boost, the fizzing, amazing vitamin boosts that make you feel like...
I like to boost it, boost it. My vitamins can boost it. I like to boost it, boost it. We like to boost it.
Boost, the fizzing, amazing vitamin boost.
Boost it.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas, online at redrivertoyota.com. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Really, what's the inbox? The premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it is so smooth. You can drink it straight, and it is what I buy when inside the liquor store. I promise you, that's the truth, and that's because it's a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. It wouldn't make sense for me, you, anybody else, to spend extra money on any other brand. New Amsterdam Vodka is the best value you can find when you're looking for a quality vodka to enjoy. If you like flavored vodkas, they make a whole bunch of them. Watermelon, lemon, raspberry, orange, red berry, peach, pineapple, coconut, passion fruit, and don't forget, they also make a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or necessity, doesn't matter. That's the vodka for you. It's got a brown label. If you don't see it at your favorite store, ask them to get it for you. I'm sure they will. Next time you're in a bar or restaurant, request it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web. NewAmsterdamSpirits.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm pretty good, GP.
Have you talked yourself into Jake LaRavia and David Roddy yet?
I didn't have to.
You didn't have to? You were already on board.
I didn't have to. I didn't have to talk myself into him. Yeah, no. I really do sort of think it's what the Grizzlies do is really interesting and unique. You know, like, they don't – the typical cliche is we take the best player available. In other words, you sort of let the draft come to you, and you see where the value is, and you adjust, and you, like, that's like, it's very clear that's not what the Grizzlies do. I mean, when some framework they do, but it's very clear they identify these are players who fit what we like, our culture, our, you know, these are a handful of players that we really like, and we don't really care if you think we overpaid to get them, or where they were taken, or if it's the spot where you thought they should be taken, or anything else. We identify traits, we identify players who we particularly want and fit, and then we go get them. And sometimes, by the way, it doesn't work. I think most people would say that Justice Winslow, that even at the time it happened, people were saying they overpaid, right? The Grizzlies' view was, if Justice Winslow is what we think he is, then who cares if we took on these extra contracts? And it's weird that a team that is so analytically driven, that sort of doesn't seem to care about value. But as Zach Kleiman said last night, he said what we did, and these two cases are a little different than Brandon Clark and Desmond Bane, because those guys were both falling. These guys, after you traded for them, still seen as reaches in some view. But basically, what Zach Kleiman said was, listen, we came in here and we decided we wanted to get a certain type of player, and we were going to be aggressive about going after that kind of player. And that got us Brandon Clark. That got us Desmond Bane. And you know what? It worked out even better than we thought. So the approach that we were going to use it didn't just work for us. It worked better than we ever could have imagined, and so we have even more confidence in it. Now, they're not been perfect. Santi Aldama, as the jury, is still out. No one thought he was going to go where they went, and so he was a guy they had conviction about. But big picture, they have been fundamentally right. And so I didn't really have to talk myself into either of them, and they both seem like wildly entertaining players to cover.
Yeah, they have earned the benefit of the doubt. But sort of the way I put it earlier is that there's a difference between doing really well and doing no wrong. They've done really well, but it's not like they've done no wrong. You say the jury's still out on Santi Aldama. I feel like the jury's ready to come back on that one. You know, it at least appears – it felt like a reach/mistake to me in real time last year, and I don't know that I saw anything that would make me move off of that this year. Did you see anything that would make you move off of that?
I didn't see anything that would make me think about it either way. I didn't, you know, I saw him dunk a ball. You know, I just didn't see anything about him.
I saw it.
He looked awful in summer league. I am prepared to say the jury's out, but there's no question. No, I am not pretending they were flawless, but right, by any stretch. You know, they haven't been flawless, but they have been so overwhelmingly good that, it's not even that I have to, like, give them the benefit of the doubt. I'm just going to fundamentally believe in what they do. It doesn't mean that I can't, you know, wonder, and would this have been better? Whatever. It's sort of interesting. If they had done exactly what they did, but taken Kennedy Chandler with their second first-round pick and taken David Roddy in the second pick with the second pick, I think those people who are skeptical about it might be a little less skeptical.
Well, I tell you, like I said this last night on CBS Sports HQ, I was like, you look at what the Grizzlies got, and, you know, there's some things I wouldn't have done. There's other things I love. It just feels like they got it kind of in the wrong order, at least from my perspective. But right, they got it. And so, you know, whatever.
But it also suggests that our view of the wrong order wasn't the right order. Like, Kennedy Chandler wasn't. Like, you didn't have to take him where we thought you had to take him. So it's only the wrong order according to our preconceived notions of what the order was supposed to be.
No, that's right. Like, my initial reaction last night when they packaged 22 and 29 to move up to 19, and then they select Jake LaRavia, was like, are we sure you couldn't have got him at 22? Because I thought he was closer to 30 than 20. But I also, especially closer to 30 than inside the top 20. But I also, if I'm being honest, I think it would be pretty arrogant of me to think that I have a better grasp
for that, the answer to that question, couldn't you have just got him at 22? Like, it'd be pretty arrogant of me to think I have a better understanding of that than they do, when it's literally their job to have a grasp on, is this guy going to be here at 22? Do we need to move up to 19 to ensure we get the guy that we want? And Zach said last night, we weren't playing around with it. Like, it could, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but my interpretation of what he said was, I guess it's possible we could have got him at 22, but we weren't certain we could get him at 22, but we were certain that's the guy we want. And so we did what we had to do to go up and get him. As I was thinking about it, it sort of reminded me, and that perhaps this is a stretch of an analogy, but I think you'll get the point. Like on StubHub. Like, it's a secondary ticket market, and when I'm going to concerts, baseball games, whatever, you know, that's usually where I'm going to buy from, you know, SeatGeek or StubHub. And so this literally happened to me when we were going to the Mets-Angels game in Anaheim a few weeks ago. So I find these seats. They're right behind home plate, and they're priced in a way that, hey, you know, if I got to pay it, I'll pay it, but I wonder if these seats will come down if I wait. Like, if I just wait, okay, like, it's Thursday right now. We're going to the game on Saturday. If I just wait till Saturday morning or even Friday night, will the price on these tickets come down a little bit where I'll get better value? I won't have to spend as much on them as I would have to spend if I bought them now. I'm just going to wait this out. So I waited it out, and by Friday afternoon, the tickets were gone. And I was like, geez, maybe I should have just grabbed them when I had them. They were available to me. So then there were some other tickets right by the Mets dugout. And I'm like, okay, I wonder if these will come down. And then I decided, but they might, but, you know, they might not. I don't know. And I just would, these are nice seats. These are the ones I want. I'm just going to buy them right now. And it really does look like Zach Kleiman to me is the guy who, he finds the seats he wants. And even if he doesn't know if they're priced exactly right, it's like, those are the seats I want. I'm willing to pay this price for them.
That's 100% what he does.
That's what he does.
And I sort of, like, it's something, if you get a car, a used car, you know, or a new car, you're like, boy, I'd get this car, but I want to save $500 off of the, you know, the guy's not budging off the price. Zach's just like, I'll pay the price this car I want. You know, it actually, to me, it's sort of funny. Sometimes you get in the draft, like, this player would be good. You know, I'd take him at six, but, I mean, I'd take him at, I wouldn't take him at six, but I'd take him at 12, right? And I'm always like, well, if you think he's great, it doesn't really – yes, if you can extract more value and get him at 12 and you're sure you're going to get him at 12, but if you really like the guy, just take him at 6. That always struck me as – and so, you know, it also – what I like particularly about this is so many times fans, as we're looking at this, or think that players are basically the same, you know, like – these guys are in this range, and one's a point guard, but one's a wing, so, and I need a wing, so I'll take the wing. Well, players aren't the same. You know, you're like, you look at where Desmond Bane was taken, and you look at the players who were taken around Desmond Bane, they aren't the same as Desmond Bane. Some players will be better than other players, even if they're perceived to be in the same tier. And at least for now, he's not 100%, but the system that they seem to be using, which is, we don't care if we slightly overpay. We don't care what you think the value is. We don't care. You know, both, we saw that in multiple examples last night. You may think giving up the Anthony Melton is too much to give up for David Roddy. You may think David Roddy shouldn't have gone there. You may think that two firsts is too much to get up to get Gloria. They don't care. They want their guys. And there is a kind of a weird, there's kind of an arrogance to it, although they aren't arrogant about it. But there's this supreme confidence that they're the smartest people, that they know what they want and they can get it. And there's also a sort of a weirdly non-analytical approach to it. Like, normally you would think of this group as a group that's kind of squeeze value out of everything, right? And that's just not what they do. They just say, we like these players. We really want these players. We don't care if we overpay. And if in 3 years we look back and say, okay, they were great with Desmond Bane. They were great, you know, with Brandon, but all of a sudden they started missing on Santi Aldama. And then, you know, let's say Zaire doesn't pan out. And then you get this, like, if if there becomes a trend where they're wrong, then I won't have confidence in it. But right now, I don't have to talk myself into it. I'll just go ahead and believe it.
Yeah, that's where I'm at on it. Like, these are not the players I would have selected. I guess I'd put it this way. I understand Jake LaRavia at 19. I understand it. I think I would have probably taken Malachi Branham if I was moving up to 19, who was still on the board. But they were looking for a very specific type of guy, and LaRavia seems to be more of that guy than Malachi Branham. I love David Roddy in college. I know last night people were like, you know, nobody's ever even seen David Roddy play. Well, I work for CBS Sports Network. I'm in studio. I'm in studio for a lot of Colorado State
games. He was awesome. He was hitting 7 3-pointers in a game. Like he was, wasn't he? Like he was. He's a 260-pound guy who could pull up 3-pointers. What a gas. It's going to be fun.
No, he's an awesome college basketball player. I, like most, have some questions about how that translates to the NBA. I'm not saying it's impossible because it's obviously not. And certainly, like, you know, if the Grizzlies wouldn't have taken him at 23, somebody would have taken him eventually. And so, you know, we'll see. But, you know, there's some obvious limitations that right. could be problematic, but we'll see. I love Kennedy Chandler at 38. Obviously, we've talked for months about him. So, you know, I'm just going to trust that the front office that has created a roster that won the second most games in the NBA last season, despite having a ridiculously young core relative to the types of cores that, you know, get things like that done. I'm just going to, you know, they might miss on one of these guys or two of these guys and maybe hit on the other ones or however it works out. Everything's been working out pretty well. So, like, the idea that no matter what they did last night, I was going to come on the radio today and just rant and rave, even if it totally went a different direction than what I would have done, I don't think that's very smart. What is clear to me, in addition to the Grizzlies don't really care about your mock drafts, and where you know, Jonathan Givony or anybody else who does right. this has somebody slotted, they also don't care about any body type or thing that other franchises clearly care about. Because if you look at some of the picks they've made, every one of these players has something wrong with them physically.
It's like the Island of Misfit Toys, exactly.
Yes. Yeah. Like Brandon Clark came out of college as a 6'8" forward with a 6'8" wingspan. That is terrible. They didn't care.
Right.
Desmond Bane has short arms. They didn't care. Kennedy Chandler is short in general. They don't care. David Roddy is a football player playing basketball. They don't care. They signed Kenneth Lofton last night, who, just Google him. He's a weird basketball body, and they don't care. I mean, that to me, that is a pretty obvious pattern. They find these players who might have some physical limitation or issue that turns another franchise off, but they say, you know what? That physical issue has never stopped them from being awesome so far. They're really good basketball players. We're going to take them. That is, I just named you five guys who are a part of the Grizzlies organization now, who all, there's at least five of them, who have something physically unappealing about them relative to normal NBA standards, and the Grizzlies just said, we don't care.
Yeah, really, Zaire is the only one who sort of is the opposite. He's the one who stands out, right? He's the one who stands out as he was a physical guy, a toolsy guy, without production. But you're exactly right. Those players, if Brandon Clark had had long arms, he wouldn't have been there, right?
Yeah, if Brandon Clark was 6'8", if Brandon Clark was 6'8".
If Kennedy Chandler were 6'3", he would not have been there. And so what they care about is they are selecting, in their effort to find good basketball players, they are prioritizing good basketball players. I mean, that's it. Like, they're not, you know, if they were drafting a quarterback, they wouldn't care about the damn hand size.
Right.
You know, that's just not what they do. They care about production. They care about fit. They care about competitiveness. They compare, you know, those are the things that they care about. And they don't care if he looks exactly like, you know, there's sort of Orlando has this reputation of picking long-limbed, you know, athletes. they're just the opposite of that. They pick basketball players.
Right, like if Brandon Clark were 6'8 with a 7'4 wingspan, he would have never been available to the Grizzlies. If Desmond Bain had, you know, longer arms, I know it sounds like such a weird thing to say, but he wouldn't have been there.
But it's true. I mean, he's the most striking. Well, he was the most striking. Now David Roddy is probably going to be the most striking. But, like, Desmond Bain is a very good-looking guy, but for a basketball player, he's a funny-looking guy. You don't see basketball players who have big shoulders and short arms like that. That's just not what That's not what they look like. And he's awesome.
No, now they got – like, I would just like to get a team picture. Like, the team picture would look funny. Like, Kennedy Chandler is you know, 6 feet tall. And, you made the point in your column. It's totally what I subscribe to. Like, being 6 foot tall can be a problem. But it doesn't have to be a thing that prevents you from being great or really good, or even good enough. And I understood, I guess on some level, the debate about whether he should go in the 20s, although I clearly thought I would have taken him in the 20s. But at 38, whoever you spend the 38th pick on in a draft probably ain't hitting no matter what. And if there's somebody you can envision hitting, and it's not hard for me to envision Kennedy Chandler hitting. I don't see how anybody can complain about that. And it's just it's a nice story. And I know, like, these nice stories don't matter unless they turn into nice basketball players. Like, I still had somebody the other day, ask me about, I don't know, but like, some Tiger, you know, playing for the Grizzlies, they could sell tickets. Well, nobody's coming to FedEx Forum to watch Josh Minot sit on the bench. They didn't come to FedEx Forum to watch Josh Minot sit on the bench in Tiger games.
they didn't fill it up for Jarnell Stokes either, you know.
Right, that's exactly right. It doesn't matter. These connections are nice, but ultimately they won't matter unless the player is nice. Like, the only reason Derrick Rose playing for the Bulls was an awesome story is because Derrick Rose was awesome before he got hurt. And so I don't mean it's a nice story because – you know, we're going to get an extra 2,000 people a game to come watch Kennedy Chandler, play 4 minutes as a rookie. That's not how this stuff works. But, if Kennedy Chandler really hits and becomes a rotation guy for a Grizzlies team contending for titles, well, that's obviously awesome. And, whatever swing you take, it's like I said earlier. Like, I'm happy to talk about 19, discuss it, debate it. 23, discuss it, debate it. Packaging 29 and 22 to move up to 19, discuss and debate that. Moving DeAnthony Melton, discuss, debate that. I don't really care what they did at 47. It probably isn't going to matter. I don't really care who the two-way players are. That rarely matters. The Kennedy Chandler thing, though, I do like at 38. I think it's real value, and I think he's a real player.
Yeah, it was interesting over at one of the stories over on ESPN where they did someone was doing a purely data-driven projections of who's overrated in the draft and who's underrated in the draft. This came before the draft came out. And this was when Kennedy Chandler was projected to go in the 20s, and they said he's wildly underrated, that he is, according to this, just, everyone has their own particular data set, so it's just one data set. But according to this one data set, he should have gone, he was the 11th best player in the draft. And he may be small, but he is fierce. I mean, that's the thing. He is not a shrinking violet of a player. He was, honestly, defensively was a strength, his defense was a strength last year. So I actually, again, I don't think he will be the backup point guard this year, and I think there's a reasonable chance that Tyus Jones could be the backup point guard this year. I don't think it will be Kennedy Chandler. I think that would be foolish if you think of yourself as a contender to just assume that a second-round pick can be your backup point guard, particularly when the starter has a history of getting injured. But I'll be surprised if in 2 years he's not the backup point guard for the Memphis Grizzlies, I think, and possibly next year, not this coming year, but the year after that or the year after that. I think he will ultimately be, at the very least, a credible backup point guard for the Grizzlies.
Well, I heard you and Harrington talking about it this morning, and I think a lot of people had been counting Tyus Jones out the door, But now, you know, there seems to be some thought that maybe that's just not the case. And either way, as it pertains to Kennedy Chandler, like at some point, Ja's going to be out for 2 weeks. You know, he just is. And at that point, if Tyus Jones is back, now Tyus Jones is starting. And then in theory, Kennedy Chandler is backing him up. So do I think he'll average, you know, 14 minutes a game as a rookie and appear 78 times? No, probably almost certainly not. But there will probably be a stretch at some point in the season where you are asking Kennedy Chandler to play real minutes in a real game. And we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, one of the interesting things about the team now is that they're really thin. I mean, depending on, you know, we know DeAnthony Melton's gone. We believe Kyle Anderson, not that he's a guard, but we know that we believe that Kyle Anderson's gone. Right now, if Ja Morant is, he's got an ankle sprain, and Desmond Bane, you know, takes a blow, he plays, who's in your backcourt? Right? John Conchar? Like, they clearly, right now, it's sort of as you look ahead to what's next. There may be some huge trade they have brewing, you know, Kevin Durant, whatever it is. But right now, it does feel like the thing they have to figure out is they have to get some more bodies in the backcourt, not just either re-signing Tyus Jones or getting another backup or getting another point guard who could be next year's Tyus Jones, but also it feels like that they need another number two, another two guard somewhere.
None of this is going to matter when Kevin Durant is acquired. Like, did you see the updated odds? Like, forget what Grizzly fan won or some media person said. The Grizzlies have the second best odds to land Kevin Durant in the betting markets if he is indeed moved out of Brooklyn.
That's fantastic. Okay, so I'll assemble the deal, and you tell me yes or no. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Steven Adams. Desmond Bane. Steven Adams, Desmond Bane. 3 ones. And who else can we give him, Bennett? We got to give him Dylan too. I guess we got to give him Dylan too. Right?
Hefty, goodness.
Right? What?
That starts to get up there. Kevin Durant is 30.
There. Can I just do Adams, Bane, and 3 ones?
No. I'm taking Zaire Williams. I mean, this is what I'm doing. I'm doing Desmond Bane, Zaire Williams, Steven Adams, and 3 ones.
Let's go.
Oof, that is a
you
lot.
You ready to do it?
That's a lot, yeah. Man.
Man, let's go for it. 34 years old.
Let's go for it right now. Like, okay, like I'm trying to win the championship next June. Let's go.
I think you might have to pull the trigger. I don't know.
We posted some version of this yesterday to Bennett. It's changed now because they spent some draft picks from last night. I think last night I had last night's draft picks in it. So, I think Grizzlies fans would say no. Because they become attached to their players. You know, no one wants to give up Desmond Bane. No one gives up. I'm not through that. They would have wanted to just trade DeAnthony Melton, you know, and scraps. Dylan DeAnthony Melton and a two or something. It's not going to get it done. You got to give up painful players. And that's Zaire Williams and Desmond Bane, both young, talented, upside. You're rebuilding now. You're the Nets. And then Steven Adams for the money. And at least two picks. I'll say two picks, not three picks. We'll say two picks.
Yeah, I don't care about the picks. Like, the idea that you'd pass on Kevin Durant because you want to hold on to a pick you can use on the next Santi Aldama.
Yeah. And then if it's really just Desmond Bane and Zaire Williams, who, you know, come on, it's Kevin Durant.
It's Kevin Durant. Yeah. It's like, what was the quote from Patrick Beverley? And I think it was Lou Williams after Kevin Durant and Golden State eliminated them a few years ago. They were in the press conference, and this is Patrick Beverley. Like, he respects nobody. And they were like, you know, did you guys ever think about doing this with, you know, to try to slow down KD? And Patrick Beverley's like, what do you think we should have done? and the guy's like, well, I don't know. Like, you guys are the basketball players. And Patrick Beverley goes, it's Kevin Durant, bro. what are we supposed to do? You don't think we tried everything? It's Kevin Durant, bro. And that's my default on these types of things. Like, I would hate losing Desmond Bane, but it's Kevin Durant, bro. And suddenly you, John Morant, Kevin Durant.
Well, then you got Dylan, Ja, KD, Jaren. You know, yeah, you got a good center.
We'll figure that out. All right, we'll figure that out. Like, I think
Xavier Tillman in there start banging around. That's good enough for you.
Yeah. I mean, is it a core of Ja Morant, Dylan Brooks, Jaren Jackson, and Kevin Durant? That's probably good enough.
Is that team favored to win the? Yeah, that team's favored to win the champion. That team becomes the betting favorite to win the championship.
I think so. Probably, if not, it's really close.
I mean, right now it's Golden State. Come on, man. You know?
Right. And how great would it be? Now you're playing Golden State in the finals with KD? Back in a small market?
Yeah. Yeah, and he could reclaim his honor. No one would say, if you came to Memphis, you're not chasing rings when you go to Memphis. Even if you are going to play with other great players, there's no such thing as going to Memphis to chase rings. That's not how it works. We've never won a ring.
Dude, the only thing we've ever won is a pom-pom title.
Right. We win a lot of those. And, you know, if you're going fattest city, we do okay in those ones. You know, like the fattest city in America thing. We do all right in that, those contests. But, yes, you don't come here to chase rings. Except for, it is true. I think you're right. Dance team people come here to chase rings from all over the country. They're like, that's a ring chaser. Do Memphis Palm, you know? Get a title on your own, you know?
Yeah, like if Sierra moved to Memphis to chase a ring with the pom-pom team, that you could criticize her if you wanted to. But
not a real title. Not a real title.
Yeah, I can see the headline on Monday after our opening weekend. Inspired by new Elvis film, Kevin Durant requests trade to the Grizzlies.
It's fantastic.
God, I hope it goes down like
that. Are you going to see the film?
I am. I do want to see it. Kelly went and saw it last night.
What? Really?
Yeah, she. Apparently, she loved it. Aiden liked it, didn't love it. Kelly loved it, but I do want to see it. I feel like
everyone says that Elvis is great and Tom Hanks is terrible, and then no disrespect to Tom Hanks, it's just a poorly cast. He shouldn't. People say that Tom Hanks in a fat suit is so distracting that he looks like Tom Hanks in a fat suit.
Right.
You know, like it's so. But that Elvis is great.
Yeah, I'll go see it. I feel like it's someone who was born in the same hospital where Elvis died.
Really? Oh, where he died off.
I think that's true. I hope that's
true. Where did he die? Did he die in the hospital or was he dead by the time he got there?
I think he died in the hospital. I think he was pronounced dead.
What hospital was it? Was he at the Med?
I think it's the old Baptist that was on Union. Is that right? I could be making this up. Oh. I don't know.
He was born in the – or no, that's the one, right? Baptist on Union that they tore down?
That's what I think.
That big one that used to be right there.
Yeah, because –
I saw that. Remember the day they imploded that sucker?
Because I do – well, I would have never remembered it, but I do now remember that was a thing. What I do believe is a true story. I do think that this is true. I was born in the same hospital where Elvis died, but – this is a story. I obviously don't remember this, but my cousin Michael was born in the same hospital where Elvis died, like at the same time Elvis was dying. And if I remember the story correctly,
could he be Elvis, like his spirit in your cousin? Is that possible?
It is possible that my cousin is carrying the spirit of Elvis Presley. I think that is actually possible. The way I remember the story being told to me is like my mom and dad were going to the hospital to visit, you know, my aunt who just had a new baby, and they couldn't get in. It was like there was obviously something was you can't get into the hospital, and then shortly after that, you know, news breaks of what has happened. I think that's a real story. I don't feel like that's something I'm making up.
What year did he die?
74?
No.
77.
Later.
I want to say it was August 77. Because I was born in January of 77. Let's see. Let's do all our Elvis. Yeah, August 77.
So you were around before Elvis died.
I was alive for about 6 months before Elvis died. Right. Our lives overlapped by about six months. Yeah.
Two Memphis icons.
Yeah, it was clear that we both couldn't be in Memphis at the same time. The world wasn't big enough for both of us. All right. Well,
with two kids from Mississippi, just two Mississippi kids making it in the world. That's great. What a great story.
Two Mississippi kids who grew up, moved to Memphis, and became international icons.
Wait, how old was Elvis when he died?
Younger than me, 42.
That's what I was going to say. So you've lived longer than Elvis.
I outlived Elvis, which is a wild thing to think about, you know?
Right.
Yeah, 42. Just 42. What a sad story.
Yeah.
All right. I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
GGB.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, I'm basically the modern-day Elvis, Bennett, is what I was trying to say.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm just
You're getting there.
I feel like I'm getting there. I don't feel like I'm getting anywhere. I feel like I'm kind of
plateaued.
I feel like I'm kind of running in place at this point.
You did just fine for yourself, GP. We can't all be the king.
We can't all be the king, you know?
No.
Guess we can't all be the king. Be back in a second.
Perfect for you? We got it at Gossett Kia on the Pike. And if you don't see exactly what you want, no problem, we can order it for you. Right now at Gossett Kia, get a 2022 Kia Forte LXS, $210 a month. 2022 Kia Soul LX, $219 a month. Both 36-month leases and $27.99 due at signing. And road trip ready SUV, 2022 Kia Sorento LX, $315 a month, 36-month lease and $34.99 due at signing. And all Gossett Kias come equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, or shop 24/7 at KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 36-month leases, $650 acquisition fee, $30,000 per year, 20 cents excess mileage, zero security deposit. Forte, any 989, 848, MSRP 20,770. Sold in 78, 68, 67, MSRP 20,880. Sorento, NG 128, 223, MSRP 31,980. Must finance through Kia, plus tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 7/5/22. Dealer stock only. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
Buy now. You know that sound. It's the sound of the Home Depot. But what about those sounds? Those are the sounds of ice from LG's exclusive slow-melting craft ice for better-tasting drinks, making this the sound of savings on top brand appliances. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Get up to 25% off plus 750 instant savings on select LG appliances. Valid June 22nd through July 13th, U.S. only. Gas range extra. See store for details.
Are you looking for an escape? An immersive getaway? There's a place for all your wildest dreams. Perhaps you enjoy rapping along with Paperboy. Or you believe that blessed be the fruit. Or you dream of yelling huzzah. So whether you're sworn to Team Kim or you just want a mystery murder, there's a place for you. From Atlanta to Only Murders in the Building to The Kardashians and more. And it's all on Hulu. Check into your obsessions. Hulu subscription required. Terms apply. Visit Hulu.com for details.
With the current complicated real estate market, what you need is the only agent who has the exclusive strategic options to sell your house. And that person is Josh Hysall, a man who knows how to navigate the market and get your home sold quickly and stress-free. With his Buy Before You Sell program, Josh can give you the cash that will help negotiate the terms you desire on your new home. For maximum convenience, Josh can even make you an instant cash offer on your current home. And don't forget, he always offers flexible fees, no upfront cost, and he'll let you out of the contract at any time risk-free. So please, call the only agent I trust if I need to sell my home. It's Josh Hysall with the Josh Hysall team of Keller Williams Realty. 901-461-8147. That's the number. Or just look up joshhysall.com or Google Josh Hysall team.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh, H-I-S-A-W. Go to joshhysall.com.
It's easy to think all money managers are pretty much the same, but at Fisher Investments, we're clearly different.
Different how? You sell high commission investment products, right?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission-based investment products.
Well, you must earn commissions on trades.
Nope, never at Fisher. We're a fiduciary, obligated to act in our client's best interest. It's the highest standard of care for a financial advisor.
How do you know what's in their best interest?
We get to know our clients and then tailor a portfolio based on their goals and needs.
But you probably sneak in some hidden and layered fees.
No, we have one transparent management fee structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Wow, you really do look out for your clients.
That's because our top priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. It might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Hey, Jeff Allen, I'm ready to get my Kia on. What's happening over on Mount Moriah at Gossett Kia South?
Hey, I know the car business is crazy right now, but we got them on the lot ready to ride. I've got a 2022 Kia Forte LXS 210 a month, 2022 Kia Soul LX 223 a month, both 36-month lease and $27.99 due at signing. Plus, 2022 Kia Sorento LX 315, 36-month lease and $34.99 due at signing.
And Jeff, your Kias are always equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia, Mount Moriah.
2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All 36-month leases, 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 per year, 20 cents excess mileage, zero security deposit, Forte, 89, 848, MSRP 20,770, sold in 78, 68, 67, MSRP 20,880, Sorrento, NG 128, 223, MSRP 31,980, must finance through Kia plus tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 7522, dealer stock only. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
It's time again for the Fitz's Free Fireworks Spectacular on the front lawn of the Fitz. Sunday, July 3rd, it is gonna be, well, spectacular. So get your oohs, ahs, and hey, look at that one's ready. Bring lawn chairs, bring blankets, bring your family and friends, and bring an appetite, because there'll be food trucks and lots of them. Don't miss the Free Fireworks Spectacular, July 3rd at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
This press conference is to let everyone know after years of searching, we finally found it.
What? Aliens?
Is it Bigfoot?
We found reliable and affordable 5G home internet that runs on T-Mobile's wireless network. And it's just $30 a month for families with Magenta Max.
But don't internet providers always jack up your price after 1 year?
Others might, but T-Mobile has no price hikes.
What about termination fees?
They'll pay off up to $500 in termination fees if you break up with your provider.
That's incredible.
Wait, so no Bigfoot?
Welcome to Internet Freedom. Switch to T-Mobile 5G home internet for just $30 a month with autopay and 50% off YouTube TV for a year with a Wireless Max family plan.
5G availability limited. 4G options also available. Qualified accounts include regulatory fees and price. $5 more per month without autopay. Keep your monthly rate for current qualified data service. Exclusions apply. Up to $500 via virtual prepaid card for termination fee payoff. Allow 8 weeks. See T-Mobile.com/Wi-Fi for YouTube and other offer details. Cancel anytime.
We buy any car. We buy any car. We buy any car. Any. We buy any car. Any make, any model, any age, any price from $50 to $100,000.
Best Sportsbook in Vegas is now open in Tennessee. And to celebrate, Superbook Sports is giving you a $1,000 first bet bonus. When you place a first wager up to $1,000, Superbook will match your deposit no matter if the bet wins or loses. So bring the top-rated Sportsbook in Vegas to the palm of your hand by downloading the Superbook Sports Tennessee app now and earn free money no matter what. Tennessee, get in the game. Download the Superbook Sports app and visit Superbook.com to place your wager. Now, gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
get off me. It's a different jingle when you hear these car keys.
July 4th going to be here before you know it. You got to get fireworks. If you don't, you're not American. You don't have that American spirit. Unless you shoot fireworks into the sky. Where are you going to get them? Boom City Fireworks. Two locations in the Memphis area. One 3rd Street South. The other is Get Well at State Line Road. That's where you're going to find the Mid-South's largest fireworks selection. They're open daily. 8 in the morning till 10 at night. So you can go early or you can go late. And here's the best part. It's hot outside. Nobody wants to be outside shopping for fireworks. What if I told you you could shop inside for fireworks, though? Because you can at Boom City Fireworks in the air condition. You're shopping indoors at both locations. Sparklers, Roman candles, firecrackers, poppers, whatever you want, they're going to have it. Visit the Facebook page, Boom City Fireworks. Just go to Facebook, get into the search, Boom City Fireworks. For more information, take a look at the daily specials. It's Boom City Fireworks, two locations, open right now. Let's do dinner to go.
Camp. Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly focused on the NBA draft where the Grizzlies actually selected four players last night, including Memphis' own Kennedy Chandler. Slipped into the 30s, presumably because of questions about his size, but I would have taken him in the 20s. I'm a believer, and I feel like the Grizzlies were smart to make a deal to get him once he started to fall into a range where they believed he was going to be attainable. They add Jake LaRavia with the 19th pick, David Roddy with the 23rd, Vince Williams in the 40s. All of these players will not hit. That's just not the way the NBA draft works. But, you know, can you hit on two of them? If you do, we'll call it a successful night.
Watch the biggest game tonight, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Stanley Cup Final Game 5, Ball Arena, Denver, Colorado. Tampa Bay Lightning on the road after they got cheated the other night in Game 4.
They got cheated, GP.
You can't have six men on the ice.
No. I don't know much about hockey, but I know that.
I didn't know that before yesterday. I didn't. If you'd asked me yesterday, like, how many people, 2 days ago, how many people can you have on the ice? I'd be like, I don't know. 4? 11? I don't know. Don't tell me I can't learn, because there I was on national television yesterday discussing hockey rules.
Nice.
You have to be, as you know, Big Bennett, within 5 feet. You can't get on the ice until the person you're replacing is within 5 feet of the bench. The Tampa Bay Lightning had a dude 42 feet from the bench.
Yeah.
When that fella jumped onto the ice. That's not allowed.
It's not allowed.
That's not allowed. But the officials missed it. It's not reviewable. And so now Colorado got an opportunity to win the Stanley Cup tonight at home. It's Colorado minus 200, Big Bet Bennett, or you can get Tampa Bay at plus 144. How you feeling?
I think I'm going to go with the value. Two-time defending champs, man. They got pride in Tampa Bay.
You think they have a heart?
I think they have a little bit of a heart. I think I'm gonna go down with the Lightning tonight.
Big Ben Bennett says he's going down with the Lightning. The puck drops at 7 o'clock. You'll be able to watch it on ABC.
What should I watch on TV? Presented by Edwin Watts Golf.
We got a classic Dateline tonight.
But revisit.
You know what that means? That means rerun.
Come on, man.
Yeah, so I'm not even messing around with that. We're not watching Dateline tonight.
That's fine.
Can I interest you in Loot?
Loot? Unfamiliar.
New series on Apple TV Plus. Here's the description.
Okay.
Molly Novak, who is played by Maya Rudolph, is left with nothing but her billions of dollars after her husband, who is played by Adam Scott, betrays her and plummets into a downward spiral until she begins to take an active role in a charitable organization. That's it. That's the description.
I like both actors, so I'm good with it. That sounds good to me.
It sounds fine. The first three episodes have dropped today, and then the next seven episodes will be released on a weekly basis. Loot on Apple TV Plus.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, if you think it's too early to look ahead to the 2023 NBA draft, you are wrong. I dropped a projected lottery for next year's draft, CBSSports.com, early this morning. So if you haven't seen that yet, go check it out, CBSSports.com.
What's on tap next week?
Oh, who knows, Big Bennett.
Yeah, right.
I'm just glad. There's two important dates for my profession. The day after the college basketball season ends and the day after the NBA draft.
Right. It's been a wild couple days, man.
So now I can just, not relax. Still got a lot of stuff to do, but less stuff to do.
The end is in sight.
So I'm in. But the beginning is always in sight.
That's a good point.
Either way, what I'm saying is I don't know. I ain't thought about next week yet. We'll worry about next week